With me in the studio is Commissioner Sue Hakes, and we had a county board and a human services meeting yesterday. Tell me what you're all going to do when the state shuts down.
It seems that it's inevitable. I and a couple other commissioners were at the AMC District Conference workshop in Aiken County last Thursday night and Friday morning, and we got the straight scoop from St. Paul, and it seems, you know, that the shutdown is impending, that it's going to happen. It will affect the local government here, and at the County Human Services Board meeting yesterday, both Sue Footer, the director, and Jan Parrish, the financial director, talked about that, and she reported that they have sent from the state government copies of letters to both clients and providers of state services that may be affected. They've sent them in the mail. Our local human services department is working hard to have a contingency plan should some of the funding not come in a timely measure. Of course, that depends on how long the shutdown lasts, and predictions from the AMC conference were 2 to 7 weeks. They feel that it won't go beyond the start of school.
2 to 7 weeks? I think the longest one ever was 11 days, wasn't it?
I'm not sure about that. They're talking about 2 to 7 weeks, and I hope that it's less, of course. You know, it's interesting. Well, it's depressing, actually, what's in being done as an intention to save money, potentially, is costing us money. The effort that's gone into contingency plans and the effort that's gone into figuring out what will happen if this and if that, and then just gearing up again after a shutdown, there's a big cost.
Well, and this is at the very beginning of a new fiscal year, and that's July is when local government aid checks come out to the cities, the county aid checks come out. A lot of grants, grant money, and this kind of thing. I can see where you might be concerned.
Yeah, that's very true. There was a piece of good news, though. The payment in lieu of taxes, some of that PILT money is forthcoming in a timely manner, so we shouldn't miss those payments. So
that doesn't have to be authorized. That's just kind of an automatic spend, right?
I'm not sure what the reason was, but there is going to be some reduction in it, but it is it is forthcoming. So we were really happy to hear about that, and I think that's a couple $100,000.
So give me an update on the community center. I know you talked about that.
Well, I just came from a community center meeting. We're meeting again today from 8 until noon, but I busted out for my interview at WTIP.
No, actually, folks, we came and dragged her out and said, it's your turn, Sue. So.
Glad to be here. The big item on our agenda for today is location. We have struggled. We have talked about this. We have considered half a dozen locations in some level of degree of detail, and we're still struggling with that because every single location has a cost associated with it, and we're trying to figure out what's best for the project long term. Where do we really want this building to be if we're building a facility that's going to last from 30 to 50 years? Where do we want to build it so that the operating and maintenance costs are as low as they can be? What's the best site? We have had some direction from the county board to look at three sites. One is the originally proposed site. One is to turn the building and fit it in between the existing community center and the tennis courts. And then the third site is in the upper northwest corner of that block. Issues with all of them. First one, we have to tear tennis courts down. The second one, the building doesn't function as well, and we're concerned about runoff issues. And the last one is a wetland. Mm-hmm. And so we're weighing all of those costs and all, you know, measuring against our values and trying to figure out what the best solution might be.
And we are going to have a first Thursday on the 7th of July.
Yes.
And you and members of your team and members from the other, from Orb, are going to be here in the studio talking about the latest developments. And that's a call-in program. So if people haven't had their say, they can. Let's talk about broadband. You talked about that. We haven't been talking about broadband very much. So what's new with that?
No, it was great. Dana McKenzie presented, you know, an update on what's happening with broadband in Cook County to the board yesterday. And really the basic message is all good news. There are three projects in Northeast Minnesota that are underway, Lake County Northeast Services Co-op and the Arrowhead Electric Co-op. And Arrowhead Electric announced at their annual meeting a couple weeks ago that they have ordered fiber. That is a big step. The documents are signed. They've ordered fiber. They plan to break ground by the end of July, and they're going to start out on the West End, Lutzentofte and Schroeder, which makes perfect sense because the fiber connection at that end of the county is where they would start. It makes sense logistically. So they are in the process of sending out letters to members of those communities to get permission to install whatever it is they have to install on their property so that they would be able to accept broadband when it comes. I think it would be a good idea if people go to aecimn.com. And look at that. If you do it now, it's free. If you don't do it now, it might be, if you decide to hook up for broadband later, there may be a charge associated to it with it. So get the details from Arrowhead directly. You can pre-register for broadband, but it's really good news because that's been a long time coming in Cook County, and everybody's really happy to find out that they're making progress on that. They are also going to select their vendor to do the construction work, I think this week, and they're starting to ramp up their marketing efforts. So it's very good news on the broadband front.
Well, so it's no longer a recipe. The ingredients are already sitting on the kitchen table ready to go. That's good.
It's coming.
Well, that's good news. We've been talking with Commissioner Sue Hakes. I'm going to let you go back to your community center meeting. Thanks for taking a few minutes to come here and talk to us.
Thanks, everybody.